B-Pod Studios.
O'clock hour, Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic, 3 o'clock hour. It's brought to us by Corpley's Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie. Huggy party trays, every bit as good. I'm just looking at some player rankings. MLB.com has their rankings. They have Harper as the 14th best player in baseball. Now, there are a lot of infielders mixed in there and pitchers. So, if you break it down, he is actually the 4th best outfielder in baseball. Mike Trout, who's not available. Mookie Betts, who's not available. They have J.D. Martinez in there, but he's more of a DH. Christian Yelich, and then Bryce Harper. And on ESPN's player rankings, it goes Yelich, Betts, Trout, Harper. So in both categories, he's the fourth best outfielder in baseball. Is he worth the money? Money is money. It's going rate. It's what they pay superstars now. And it's only going to go up. You know, the next superstar who commands money is going to get more than what they pay Bryce Harper now. More than what they paid Nolan Arenado now.
I feel like that's what the fan base is struggling with, is that the value is just, it's just so different now that, you know, whatever they made in the 90s is not even going to compare to what they make now. And people have to wrap their minds around that.
But I don't understand why people care.
Because they have a tough time rationalizing that amount of money in their own lives.
I get it, but listen, this is, you got to understand, you listen to Sports Talk Radio for a reason, right? It's like fantasy.
That's what I mean.
It's like fun and game toy store stuff, right? So you can't get wrapped up in your own life and try to compare it to what these guys are making. This is a different realm. It has nothing to do with you other than the money you plunk down for a ticket. And I understand that. And it's an unfair bargain because teams don't lower the price when they suck. I get it. And the prices are only going to go up and up and up. But that is the price you pay for entertainment. And you're not going to stay away from it. You're going to find the money somewhere because it means that much to your life. You need that kind of an outlet for your stressful life. I'm sorry, Ben. I wish it wasn't that way. But it is that way.
It is. Now, Mookie Betts, you mentioned him. Mm-hmm. He's a young guy. Mm-hmm. Arbitration, all that stuff. But he's already MVP. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say we pay him the $350. It's not going to be. He's going to get $420 million when
exactly.
the time comes.
He's the next highest paid.
That's what I mean. Trout's going to get a bunch of money. But then who comes available after him? Betts. So even if Betts is not better, he'll be available. So you know what someone's going to pay him? Whatever Trout gets, add another $50 million. And that's what you're going to have to pay Mookie Betts. That's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's not better, but if he's available, you have to pay it. It's not about who the best player is. It's who is the best player available.
And again, there's this report out there because I keep getting emails. Well, it's the opt-out. As far as my information goes, it's not about the opt-out. It's about the money. It's not that, like, there's a report out there that they've offered him $330 million. And they're trying to get them to get they want an opt out after 3 years. That is not what I've heard is happening. I am hearing that the Phillies have not gone up to the Machado $300 million golden plateau. Let's go to Harry and Cape May. Harry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Harry,
hey, how you doing?
What's up, Harry?
Well, I just a little thing and then you comment. I lived in the New York area for 30 years. Mm-hmm. If any of the Phillies executives or these naysayers about paying Harper ever went to a Yankees game, even a regular season game, that stadium is sold out. That's why they call it the Bronx Zoo. It's like a playoff experience, even to a regular season game. And why? Because they pay the players and they put a product on the field. And from the time the game starts, it's like craziness in there. But they pay. It was always the thing. Oh, the Yankees, they bought a championship. Well, good. So what? They won. Who has more rings than they do? So maybe the Phillies executives should go and try to get a ticket to Yankee Stadium, even for a regular season game.
Yeah, well, that's not getting too carried away with that Yankee thing, because behind the plate, those seats are never full. They may pack them in Yankee Stadium, but there's a lot of rich guys that don't go in their seats behind the plate.
Correct. Season tickets. They're, you have to buy that box. That's a different animal. So they're corporates. They're Wall Street houses that buy those seats.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys like, I ain't going up there. But the ticket is sold.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're in the park. So.
No, the Phillies atmosphere is much better when the Phillies are good than Yankee Stadium than when they're good. This is a better atmosphere here because it's still a little more blue-collar, even though it is expensive. It's actually not close. And Boston currently is ahead of everybody today as far as atmosphere.
It's like, listen, if you have put yourself in this situation, you have less clout to resist the situation. The Phillies have put themselves in a position where now they have to get a superstar. It's just, you know, I didn't do that. They did it. Right? I'm just a fan here. I'm an observer from the outside. They put their team into peril where they need to get better so they can get those crowds like they used to by getting a superstar player. And now it seems like they keep arm wrestling with this thing. You know, listen, you gave up your privileges, right? Now you need Kevin, Delaware. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Mike, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Kev?
First of all, great news on Boban.
Boban Marjanovic, it's just a kind of sprain.
Awesome, awesome. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about JB. Hear me out, Mike. I know you went off on me about a month ago. Hear me out. Tyrone Friday misunderstood me that I was trying to compare JB to Ben Simmons. Major misunderstanding. Now, when he took that that three shot early in the shot clock, that told me that he has no game situation awareness. I see why he sits on the bench now. I am done, out, no mas about JB.
You talking about Jonah Bolden or Jimmy Butler?
Jonah Bolden.
All right, Joe, you said JB. You got to get a little more clear on this. JB, Jonah Bolden.
Jonah Bolden.
Out. He gets in foul trouble like really quickly. He gets beat off the dribble and reaches and gets fouls, easy fouls. He is what he is, man. Come on. People try to make players more than what they are in this town. They are what they are.
Yeah, yeah. I'm out.
All right, Kevin. All right, you got it. I mean, that's silly. It's silly. He can make a couple three-pointers. I mean, he made a couple last night. But that's it now. You know, you got to understand, a man has to know his limitations, as Dirty Harry would say. You know? You can't take that shot there. Dwayne in Lewisburg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dwayne? Dwayne!
Hey, Mike, great
what's
show, Mike.
What's up, Dwayne?
Great show.
How you doing?
Great supporting cast.
Thank you.
Good, how are you?
Yes, good.
Hey, listen, Mike, I just want to reaffirm something with it. You probably already know.
Mm-hmm.
Great pitching wins championships.
Not necessarily.
There's a lot of games that are won 1-0, 2-1 with great pitching.
Not really.
Oh.
In the old day, yeah. It's not new school. Not new school.
Well, maybe I'm an old school.
Yeah. Pitching doesn't necessarily win games anymore.
It's all
about bullpen. Rarely do starters win games.
Yeah, and those Sixers, man, they have an uncanny ability to give games almost away all the time. I don't understand it.
Well, they didn't give away a game.
Yeah.
Last night they won the game.
Yeah, I understand that. Uh-huh. But I mean,
I get the angst where they fritter it away and they get a little lazy defensively, and then their decision-making is poor. I mean, J.J. made a bad decision on shooting three. Bolden made a bad decision on shooting three. All that does is lead to fast breaks because you're talking about long rebounds on those kind of misses.
Yeah, but their defense is questionable. I don't know. Maybe they just can't get it together yet. But I'll tell you what, if they play that way against the Celtics or Toronto or Milwaukee, they're in trouble.
Yeah, I agree with you.
They're in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, at least they're better than they used to be. That's all I know.
You got it, buddy. Dwayne from Lewisburg. Yeah, Lewisburg. Is that where Bucknell is? It's Bucknell, Lewisburg, isn't it? Not Lewistown. Lewistown's on the way to State College.
I'm not familiar with either.
So we're on TV out there, too?
We're on TV in Lewisburg?
Yeah.
Probably. Wait, where's Lewisburg?
Lewisburg is where Bucknell University is. It's a little north of State College area.
Oh, so it's even further out?
No. It's northeast of State College.
Yeah, we're on a couple places in State College. Someone told us, but I wonder. Like, I wish we can get like a coverage map with the radio, and then a coverage map now with the TV. It's like a whole new thing. Where are we actually on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how wide of a net do we cast?
Give me the most famous graduates that you can think of Bucknell University.
I can't think of any.
You can't think of any?
Not off. Once you say them, I will know them, but I have none off the top.
One who lives right in the town. Was a good player there.
Yeah.
Coaches a college basketball team. Jay Wright.
He's a Bucknell grad?
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was a 4-year starter at Bucknell.
Huh.
He coached at Hofstra, right?
Yeah.
No, for some reason, whenever I think Jay Wright, other than Nova, I always think just Hofstra, and I never go before that.
No, he was an assistant at Villanova right out of the gate. And he was Rolly Mesmino's go-between with me.
That's why you know him.
In his early days, yeah. He used to call me, Mike, coach. He said you did the... can we smooth it out? Yeah, sure, Jay. Anything for you. And the other is a former Sixer. Recent former Sixer.
A good player?
Well, bench player. Big guy. Mike Muscala.
Oh.
He's a Bucknell legend.
See, but now I kind of remember, wasn't he on one of the teams that made the tournament for Bucknell?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I kind of remember, but now that you mention it, but off the top, I blank completely
Jay
on Bucknell.
Right, Mike Muscala.
That's pretty good.
All right, Larry in Newtown Square, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Larry.
How you doing, Mike?
What's going on, Larry?
Okay. First, you got to pay Harper. What is $35-38 million a year?
How much a year?
35 or 38 a million.
Yeah,
year.
So 35 for 10 years. Yeah, that's what I've been saying. That's
whether it's 5 years, whether you have an op out after 3, it doesn't matter. You got to pay him at least 35.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's no guarantee. In 2 years, Mike Trout, what are you going to pay him? He'll start in 2 years. He'll start at $400 million.
Well, that's why they're negotiating now. Why do you think the Angels are negotiating with him now? Because they see that coming.
Yeah.
He's the best player in the game. So if these guys are getting this kind of money, they're going to have to start at $40 million with him. That's why they're trying to get in now.
Yeah. And Middleton just write the check. 35, 38
there you go. So what do you think is happening? Why are they kicking and screaming here?
I have no idea. They're trying to squeeze it around 330, something like that.
Uh-huh.
335 maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Quit squabbling and pay him the 35.
This is my instinct. I actually don't think they've gotten the $300 million. That's what holdup is.
That's it. They're right now, they're trying to figure paying him around, I'm saying, 280 for maybe 8 years.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I know Scott Boras. He's money. He wants the money.
Yep.
Simple as that. So, and that's the Phillies pumping up to, like I said, 350, 35 million. They're not going to get him.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
You got it. All right.
Bye.
I just looked up Bucknell's most famous grads. Can you believe this? This is right in my wheelhouse, man.
Oh, boy.
One of my favorite characters from The Wire went to Bucknell.
Who?
Chris Partlow.
Really?
Chris Partlow!
Really?
Of Snoop and Chris.
That's what I mean. Like, he's from Bucknell.
Bucknell!
And then goes into acting?
Chris Partlow. Man. How about that?
That's
good. Go to Dave in Annapolis. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, Mike, I'm 41 years old and, have 30, 35 more years left of my life.
That a guy.
I want to spend the next 10 watching Bryce Harper play.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And that's how, as a fan, I look at it, is I don't have much time left on this, 35 years. You know, I want to spend time watching my team be the best they can be. And I understand that, owners have financial restraints, but you don't make the comment of stupid money. You don't do that. You got to offer him, like you said, 10 for 350. I think if that doesn't get it done, then okay. At least you put your best foot forward. You know, you made him the best offer as far as the highest paid, highest AAV position, or highest AAV player ever. And if he says no to that, then he didn't want to play here. That's fine. Then you move on. But now Nolan Arenado's gone. That's somebody the Dodgers would have went after next year.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's off the board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you gotta realize that these high price guys are like Trout. They're not going to be there. They're just not going to be there. And if you got lucky with Manny Machado and you got lucky with Bryce Harper being out there, and it's just not going to happen. It doesn't happen that often, and that's why you got to strike while the iron's hot.
Exactly. See, here's the thing about free agents. And if you're in a decent-sized market, you're not going to let your star player go because it's hell to pay. You know, the franchises that do that are the Pirates, the Twins, you know, the Orioles, you know, maybe Oakland. You know, those teams let guys like that go. But they still don't let the top 10 guys in the league go. Nobody does that.
It's beyond frustrating that if you were talking, you know, all that money, and I agree with you. I've said all along, I don't think they're $200-300 million. And if you're not the $300 million, shame on you. And
yeah, that's the way I look at it now. I don't think they have gotten the $300 million. I think that they're trying to justify that they don't think Harper was worth as much as Machado. So on their board, there's something less than $300 million that they think Harper's worth. But they're misjudging the whole thing. Their worth is irrelevant. The worth they place on Bryce Harper is irrelevant when it comes to the total picture. The worth of Bryce Harper is determined by Bryce Harper and his agent. And the only thing you can do as a team is bring the best talent you can to your team, whether you have to overpay or not, because you have your fans to answer to. And like I say, if the Phillies were spending money all this time, if they were fielding great teams all this time, and their payroll was $220 million all this time, then I can see they could be a little picky. But no, they've been saving money for a long time. Russ in Norristown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Russ.
Miguel.
What's up, Russ?
How you guys doing today?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm agitated. I got a good case of agita because of this. These guys are killing me. You know, it's not just about, okay, it's about the money. Yes, we want to start. But we had to sit through this dreck for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
8 years of this garbage of a Little League romper room, Bad News Bears team, and now you're going to come up cheap. You know, Middleton needs to do the right thing. Not for the organization, not for MLB, the Players Association. He needs to do it for our fans.
I agree, you know, man.
It's quite frustrating, man. It really bothers me that now we're going to play games. Pay the dude. We've been saving this money. You got a big contract. Take care of us.
The Sixers, listen, the Sixers' lesson is this. They tried to maximize the talent on their team. Now, there are a lot of people who said, well, you can't do that for a rental player, blah, 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 blah. No, you can do it for a rental player because then it's up to you to re-sign that rental player. But in the meantime, you increase the talent level on your team and give your fans a chance to win.
Mike, I'm sorry that my Sicilian got up in front of all these people.
That's all right.
I appreciate
you. I got the same Sicilian.
And thank you for going out for us fans. That's why we
listen, brother.
That's why we care for you, cuz.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Russ. I appreciate the call.
Agita.
Yes. All right, so have you given any more thought to the story of 12 Donut Duke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how. If it's what
I know
I
a lot of people
is.
Are confused by the notion of 12 Donut Duke. And I really can't really explain it. But you can kind of try to come up with formulas in your head on why he would be called 12 Donut Duke.
I understand.
Is there an analogy you could use?
Nah, not a safe one.
12 Donut Duke is to...
All right, I got it. Okay, here's the analogy.
Okay.
You ever go in the backyard and play ring toss?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's the analogy. 610-632-0975. I don't know if I can continue the story because there's another part to the story.
Well,
if you can...
Creative.
If you can imagine what Robert Kraft just went through.
You know, we're going to go to break.
All right, let's go to break. It has something to do with what Robert Kraft just went through and 12 Donut do. There's a story that connects the premises of that. All right, it's the Mike Misnelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
A win is a win. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law. The power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades, helping our community. Sixers inched out a win over the Pelicans last night, 111-110. Boban Marjanovic was injured during the game. An MRI done on his knee today came back negative and revealed there was no fracture. Reports state he is not expected to miss much time. He is out tomorrow night against Oklahoma City, as is Joel Embiid, who has not been reevaluated yet. Newest Flyer Ryan Hartman skated at practice today and will play tonight when the team faces the Sabres at home. You can hear that game on the Fanatic at 7. Our Flyers weekly show leads you into the game beginning at 6. Bryce Harper watch continues around the MLB. Rockies are finalizing an 8-year contract extension with third baseman Nolan Arenado, worth more than $255 million. The deal includes an opt-out after 3 years. Stick with the Fanatic for all breaking free agency news. Traffic sounds pretty bad. You know it sounds pretty good. Boston Market slow cooked prime rib. You can get it for dinner Wednesday to Saturday after 5 and Sunday afternoon. Boston Market. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily best of show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Misinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, yeah, it's 3:30 on the Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. It's time to get an update on our Twitter poll, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons.
Almost 4,000 votes on this. Are you comfortable now paying over $33 million a year for Bryce Harper? 79% say yes, 21% say no.
Then look at that, how things change. You start to get a little desperate, all of a sudden... They realize, well, let's save our money because there's these other free agents out there. Like Nolan Arenado would be a great third baseman for the Phillies. Well, one little snag with that. Colorado Rockies, not a great market team, decided to bust the bank for him and give him 8 years to take him through the rest of his career at an average payout of 32 point something million dollars. 8 years to what, 255, something like that?
That's up to, it looks like it's up to 260.
260. 8 years, 260. So cross him off the list. And if you're waiting for Trout in 2 years, what do you think the chances are you're going to get Trout in 2 years? So this is the guy on the plate, right? The waiter's got him on a plate. He said the only problem is it's not free. You got to put the money on the plate and then you can take him.
Well, it's funny, Mike. I ask people on social media, mainly for the people who don't want him, who will be the next big free agent to be available. It looks like, realistically, it'll be Lindor in 2021. Mm-hmm. And does he help you enough?
Lindor's a great player.
I'm saying.
Yeah, but he doesn't give you the production.
That's what I'm saying. Lindor's probably the next guy that will become a free agent.
Yeah.
People were trying to say Mookie Betts. There's no way he ever becomes a free agent. Mm-hmm. Boston has the money to pay him. So realistically, if you don't get Harper, the next free agent you can realistically sign is Lindor in 2021.
And you know, listen, my biggest fear this whole time was that you were going to let somebody steal him, and you think that you were in this position of strength and they were all going to come back to you. And now what we know is that the Dodgers have come back. We just had Jason Stark on a little earlier, and he suggested, all right, maybe the Dodgers will be willing to pay him $40 million for 5 years with an opt-out after three when the new collective bargaining takes over, give him that option. And in the meantime, they reserve the right to sign an extension after 2 years before he gets to that point. Now, is he still going to make the same money? Yeah, he's going to make the same money. So the lure of L.A. is now in there, where you allowed the lure of L.A. to come in because you didn't want to go past the Machado contract. Again, it's foolhardy to think that you're in a position of strength if you're the baseball team. And if you're going to send out the team, that'd be a nice team. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to pay attention to the Phillies this year. They're not going to be the team that has the pizzazz that's going in the East. With Harper, they had the pizzazz to win the East. Lou in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lou.
What's up, Mike? Mr.
What's going on, Lou?
Listen, man, I've been following you a long time. I'm a big fan, a big admirer of yours.
Thanks, buddy.
I got to bring up some points about this Harper thing.
Go ahead.
I've been listening to you. I'm watching you on Comcast right now. I've been watching you since 2 o'clock. Listen to me. You talked about how you don't think the Phillies have stepped up to that Machado offer yet.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, these negotiations have been going on, what, for months now?
Mm-hmm.
Months with the Phillies. Months.
Yeah.
Washington was at 10-300. Boris and Harper told them to take a walk.
Right.
We haven't gotten to 300 yet, but yet they're hanging with us for months and months and months. You said the Dodgers are in. Why don't you just say, listen, I want to play on the West Coast. Take the deal from the Dodgers, and then we'll do this three years from now. I don't understand. Mike. If he wanted it that bad to be in Los Angeles at $40 million a year, and not that after three, why don't he just tell Boris, sign the deal, let's go. What are we hanging on these Phillies for?
Because he's waiting to get three. He's waiting to get, wait a minute. He's waiting to get 10 for 350. That's really a better deal than what the Dodgers could give him.
Why is it?
Because it's a lot more money. It's a lot more money than he's currently got in his pocket. Like, who wouldn't sign the guaranteed $350 million? Uh-huh. Now, the Los Angeles thing is a consolation prize only because the Phillies won't get the $350 million.
Right, but how long are they going to wait if he really wants to play in Los Angeles?
They're waiting for the Phillies to get the $350 million, and then he'd be willing to play in Philly.
So when? April 1st? How long are we
going to
do
this? Oh, wait, Lou, you have to get to $350 million first before they can turn it down. They're not getting the $350 million. Whose fault's that? That's the Phillies' fault for not getting the $350 million.
Okay. I disagree.
Well, wait, is it not? It's not the Phillies' fault that they don't want to go to $350
million? No.
Well, whose fault is it?
Because it's foolish
That's not foolish to bid against yourself. If you go to $350 million for 10 years and then they turn it down, then you satisfy your fan base at least.
All right. So let's just say you're right and they offer him the $350 for 10. And he wants an out there at the three so he can go do this all over again? Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
Well, first of all, what makes you think he's going to get the opt out at the three? You don't know that.
That's what they said he's asking for.
That's fake news. Fake news. All right? Don't believe fake news. That's what Donald Trump calls it. All right? A lot of fake news out there. Fake news that's the holdup. All right? Don't believe that. Believe this. They haven't gotten up to the money point. Once you get to the money point, we'll see what Boris does. Until then, they're not at the money point. Whose fault is it that they're not at the money point? Is that Boris' fault? Or is it the Phillies? Matt and New Hope, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Matt?
Nothing. I talked to you yesterday. I know my name's not Stock, but I told you the Dodgers were going to offer him $40 million a year. 5 years, and you didn't agree with it then, but I know.
Exactly. Oh, good for you! Were you inside the negotiations, or was it just a guess?
It was just a guess, but it was.
Oh, okay. Well, you're entitled to a guess. That's good.
All right, there you go. So I got a couple things I just want to chime in on.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for, the owners to put the trust into the Phillies. You know, I'm from Boston. The Red Sox tickets go sold out 6 days after they go on sale. Mm-hmm. Every single game sold out. I went to 3 Phillies games last year, and the park was empty.
They sell out because they fit 33,000 people in there, for crying out loud. I guess you are going to be sold out.
and they're twice as expensive. That's not the point. And Philly's twice the size of Boston. But that's just one point about that. The other thing is, why don't they make their best offer and say every day you wait, $2 million comes off of that? That way the satisfaction of getting what you want quicker, you might have to pay a little more for it. And if you want to delay it, it's going to cost them $2 million every day. So put a little pressure back on them. What about that?
Well, who's that going to serve? They'll laugh at that. You're going to penalize a guy in negotiations because he doesn't want to sign? That's ridiculous. Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I go, I will take your punishment clause and stick it up your rear end. Here's what we want, and your little world, you want to suspend this $2 million a day. Go ahead, have fun with that, but we're not going to sign with you.
All right, things aren't working out the way they should. Just put a little pressure back.
Yeah,
I don't know what to
say. Yeah, there's no pressure. You can't put pressure on a guy that holds all the cards.
Well, he doesn't hold all the cards.
He holds every card. What card doesn't he hold, Matt?
You're telling me there's tons of teams ready to throw $3 million at him?
Well, the Dodgers are in it now, right? What cards did Boris not hold?
The card they're in for $200 million for 5 years, just like I said. So 350, just like you said 10 minutes ago, is a lot more money than that.
Yeah, it is. But the Phillies haven't gotten to $350 million. It's obvious that they haven't gotten to $350 million, and I don't even think they've gotten to $300 million. How's that? Because I think they're trying to play this game where they're putting a dollar sign on the muscle. You can't put the dollar sign on the muscle when it comes to this. He's got you. And you got to go, I surrender. I hate to do it, but here I'm coming out. I'm coming out with my hands up. There's the flag. Let me wave away. What do you want me to do? Here you go. There's your damn 350, 10 years. Yeah, I knew I was going to have to give it to you, so here it is. I wasted a lot of energy, but I have to do it anyway. So all this time, you've wasted all of our time, and you're going to get to that money anyway. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. Mike Missanelli Show continues after this.
Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. The conversation hot and heavy. Oh, I'm Bryce Harper. Some Sixer conversation. Sixers win last night. Tobias Harris is a big night. Jimmy Butler an okay night. Bo Bowne, he's going to be right. Turned his ankle. Got crushed a little bit in a scrum. Some coaching mistakes down the end. They survived it. Bad three-point shot choices. But they won the game. So I can't get too mad at him.
Yeah, so no Embiid tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They haven't reevaluated him, which means to me
that he'll be out another week.
No. Right. I think that he'll play Saturday.
Saturday, okay.
Against the Warriors.
So that's what I looked at the schedule. I said that's the only game that he'll be back.
That's what you thought initially. Yeah. I thought that the fact that they haven't even reevaluated him means that he's also probably not cooperating. Meaning he wants to play.
Yeah.
And if we reevaluate him, they'd have to lie to him. If you don't reevaluate him, you might have to lie to him.
All right, by the way, this Harvard thing will probably be wrapped up by next week when the Mike Missanelli Show is headed to Clearwater. That's right.
Woohoo!
We're headed there next Thursday. Friday, we'll be broadcasting from the Tiki Bar during the game on Thursday, and then we'll be there Friday with nobody there. Just enjoying the watching the green grass.
I think that Tiki Bar is still open though during that time though.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, we're at the Tiki Bar this year?
We're at Tiki Bar on Thursday during the game. Yes. So we'll have an early taste of spring in the 2019 season. Hopefully it includes Harper. And if you're going to Clearwater, so look for the show broadcasting from Spectrum Field. Broadcast made possible by Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin, providing contractors throughout the Delaware Valley with equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. So again, I was telling you about it last night. I was out with my 10 home boys, so a party of 11. And I thought, like, you know, when you live in a town and you think you know, you've heard every story, and they're all crazy stories. I heard two last night I hadn't heard. One was about 12 Donut Duke, and the other one is about Wedding Reuben.
Wedding Reuben?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's Wedding Reuben?
Well, Wedding Reuben was a guy named Reuben.
You don't say.
Yeah, he was a Puerto Rican kid. I knew him. I knew his brother, Benjamin, a little better. Reuben was a little younger than Benjamin.
Okay.
So Reuben got married. And it was a small reception. There was a lot of Bristol dudes there. I wasn't there, but my friend Lenny was telling me the story. He was there, and so they start tinkling the glasses as they're sitting at the head table. You know how that works, right? They tinkle the glasses for a kiss. So they start tinkling the glasses for a kiss, and Wedding Reuben doesn't make him move to kiss his bride. So they hit the glass again. Wedding Reuben doesn't make any kind of move again. So they do it again. Finally, he gets the microphone and he goes, "No, man. Now, right now, my wife got some cold sores in her mouth."
That's a violation.
Oh.
I can't kiss
Wedding Reuben.
He does that on microphone?
He grabbed the microphone and said, "No, man. My wife's got some cold sores all up in her mouth. I can't." I can't kiss
her. He could have kissed her on the cheek, Wedding Reuben.
Yeah, you just go in.
You
and
go in and
listen. Oh my peck. God, also, on the wedding, you might have to just suck that up. You are together forever.
I can only tell you what Wedding Reuben did, man. All right?
So that's how he became Wedding Reuben.
Wedding Reuben.
He was because of that. Why did he become Cold Sore Reuben or something else? Wedding seems like such a small part of the story.
I guess it was kinder.
Yeah, I guess it was kinder.
I call him Wedding Reuben. All right, T-Love on a cell. T-Love, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic. T!
Yo, man.
What's up, T?
That's crazy. What's going on?
What are you doing?
Hey, man. I'm laughing at you guys, man. Hey, did you check your box?
I did. Thanks for the cigars, brother.
My man.
Where'd you get those bad boys?
Cuba.
Oh, nice. Oh, you gave me a couple Cuban Cohibas. T Love coming up big for me.
Hey, man, you do the same for me every day, man.
All right, thanks, T.
It's all good. Hey, getting to it. The conspiracy theory that I came up with yesterday, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm liking it more and more. I think these guys are really going out of their way
mm-hmm.
to screw this up and also spin it so it looks like it's his fault.
Well, yeah. I mean, how could they spin it that way that it's his fault? Like, I don't get that part. If we're going to find out that they didn't get the $300 million, right, that's going to come out. So it can't possibly be. At that point, it can't be their fault.
Well, right now, I guess they figure they'll make some kind of move to make. I'm just coming up with a theory, man.
Here's the thing. They've got no defense now. Once these contracts have been signed, first Machado, then Arenado, right? They've got to beat that. Boris isn't going to take a dollar less than that. So they've got to get the money up to $350. It's really simple.
They are being cheap. They got money in there being cheap, man. If this guy is who we think he is or who they say he is, why would you not make the offer that gets him here?
I mean, they're making the mistake about that they're putting dollar sign on the muscle instead of the dollar sign on the scenario.
Well, that's what flaw. They do. That's what they do. They've been making mistakes for the longest time, man. I always say it's management.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we have the players, usually, lately anyway.
Yeah.
But it's always management that screws it up.
Uh-huh.
Same thing with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Look what's going on with the basketball.
This is why I say they're playing a dangerous game with the fan base now. Because if it gets out, and it will get out, that they didn't get the $300 million because they didn't think the player was worth it. And you kind of think about it, it kind of makes sense that way, right? Because at first they thought Machado was the more valued player, right? So now they admitted that once it got to $300 million, they didn't think he was worth that. Okay, so if you apply that logic, maybe they think the same thing is Harper's not worth that. If Machado, their favorite guy, wasn't worth $300 million, then they're saying to themselves, well, Harper certainly isn't worth $300 million. And that seems to be what I think is the snag now. Now that I'm thinking more about it logically, that's what I think the snag is. But now Arenado comes along, which puts even more pressure on him. And now the Dodgers may float in with a little offer, which is a shorter-term deal, and that gives them the alternative, which puts even more pressure on the Phillies to get it done. And they now have no choice but to go to 350 for 10 years. Vinny in the Poconos, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Vinny.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Vinny?
All right, I just got one little question. I usually agree with you 95% of the time, but baseball, you play baseball. You said you were a number 10 hitter. So
No. I was a 10 hitter on a great softball team. I won a 10 hitter in baseball. There's only nine players that play in baseball.
All right, my bad, softball, man.
Yeah.
So it's a team sport. So you're saying without him, we ain't got a shot at the pennant. So I'm not a big. I'm an underdog guy. So I'm rooting for the Phillies now. My question to you: what do you think the rest of the addition that we got this year, the free agents that we signed, and the rest of the lineups? Not, I'm sure everybody's listening.
It's not good enough to win. I mean, how can you look at this lineup and say it's good enough to win when their starting pitching is fledgling? Even their number two is not reliable, and they don't have enough offense. So it's not good enough to win. If you put a three-hitter home run hitter in there, then maybe you could outscore teams.
Yeah. I agree. With him, it's a big plus. Don't get me wrong. I'm not stupid. I agree. Mm-hmm. If we add him, it makes a big difference. But also, without him, I'm just saying no one's really been talking about it. What do you think the rest of the guys are thinking, listen, down in Clearwater now?
I don't really care what they're thinking. Harper, what could they possibly think? What, Nick Williams is going to have an attitude because they're going after Harper? If Nick Williams was good at Harper, then they wouldn't be looking for Harper. Well, I care about what they think. Why would you care what they think? They know the guy's a star player who's better than them.
I guess, but... And here's the thing, it's all about the money, right? So how about maybe call his wife? She knows where he's playing, right? Why can't we get a hold of his wife?
Yeah, his wife doesn't know. His wife is coming along for the ride. She's not in negotiations. She'll act when it's settled. All right, we're going to Philly. Go to Villanova and look for a joint, right? I know it's in Delaware County. But it gets a Villanova.
Delco.
No, I hit 10 on a Class A level softball team which averaged 6'6", 250. That's why I was hitting 10. I was the smallest dude in the squad. 610-632-0975. It is the Mike Misnelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.